Welcome back to Focus here at the Detroit Golf Club for today's Pro-Am, the Delta Dental Pro-Am happening here at the Rocket Mortgage Classic. The tournament starts tomorrow with the first round, and we'll wrap up on Sunday with yet another champion for the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Joining us now is the finest golf instructor in, I'm going to say, all of the state of Michigan, the world, Bob
That's a
Krause.
way bigger place. The world is bigger.
Thanks
I
for
like
joining.
that.
Yeah, we just. It's been one of those weeks, one of those days. You're the best in the world.
Well, to spend time with you, it certainly makes me the best in the world. There's no doubt about that.
It's been a fun day, and I asked Grant Malloy to join. He's a student down at South Carolina. He's spending some time kind of checking out the lay of the land. So I have a great instructor, a great student for a little bit of a conversation here.
Yeah.
So first of all, I've got to get you out of here because I heard from your teammates they want no lessons today. They want birdies. So you got to deliver.
I'm a birdie making machine. I don't want to give any lessons today either. I want to focus on Bob for a change. You know what I
Okay.
mean?
Yep.
We always focus on everybody else. Let's just
Just
focus
take
on
them
him.
out of your mind, clear
Yep.
it. Speaking of which, so Grant's here. He's a student. He's preparing for classes. He's getting ready. Golf is a great lesson in life. If you're giving somebody instruction on how to do a better job, how to be a better student, and you're pulling it from the game of golf, what kind of lessons are you trying to share?
Yeah, that's a great question, Mark. And Grant, what I would tell you to do is focus on the process of becoming who you want to be, and don't let all the other stuff get in the way. Don't worry about the grades. Don't worry about the who's saying what about whatever. Don't focus on the weather. Don't focus on anything. Develop your process of what you're going to do, what you're studying, what you want to do. Align yourself with the right people, and it'll happen. If you follow the process, things will fall into place. I mean, you're in a great spot with Mark. I mean, you're from South Carolina. This guy is one of my best friends in the world, and he's so connected, and you're a really good start.
And Grant, you're sort of in an unusual situation as far as sort of learning. You're here for 2 weeks. You get an opportunity to kind of see how some of the sausage is made from the standpoint of very methodical, very boring planning that's a necessity in order to execute at the highest level once everyone shows up.
Yeah, I mean, it's been really interesting to see, especially just out at the course. I got here last Sunday, came out here Monday to see how much it's changed throughout the last 10 days has been really interesting, and just, I mean, just goes to show how much preparation is put into this and how quickly it goes in the last couple of weeks here.
And Bob knows this, but you've observed that it's kind of some of the most mundane calls that are coming in that you have to respond to, whether it's ticketing, making sure signs are set up, making sure WJR has a place to broadcast from. They're all conversations that are vetted in order to get the best eventual outcome. You've seen that, and now you've sort of seen it come to life here today. Tomorrow will rise to even a higher level.
Yeah, I mean, it just from what I've seen, it's just, the little things are so important here, and being able to, take that back in my life and apply it to, other things will be, just important to see, like, every single detail matters.
Bob, you've been out here every year. Have you seen noticeable changes? Is it a rinse and repeat type of event, or are you seeing different things happening each year?
Yeah, so I play in a lot of pro-ams around the country, certainly in Michigan, and it's not a rinse and release. You guys do a great job every year with some new fan experiences, new bleachers out there, new public areas for everyone to kind of view things, which is very, I think there's
Seven.
seven, yeah, and
And there, if there's any, there's not many that have that number of public viewing
I think
spaces.
that's it's either tied or
Yeah.
it's above at least by one for the public viewing. Normally at the normal a PGA event, as you'd have to spend a lot of money to sit in some of these seats that you guys are, a lot of these fans are coming out for free
Right.
or for just general admission. So I think Jason Langwell, yourself, and Rocket Mortgage are doing a phenomenal job giving this fan experience, certainly the people of Detroit and beyond.
And you're bringing your family out. I think you're joining me again on Friday.
Friday from what, 12 to 2?
12 to 2 on Focus
You
here.
just tell me where you
Paul,
guys
we're
got to
filling in
be.
for Paul W. Smith. It takes two of us.
Well, I mean, he's been around
He's
a
a
while,
legend.
but
But
it's true.
I'm going to have you get on out. Your sons are here with you, which
Yep.
is great.
Both my boys, they wanted to meet you. That
Is
was their
one
biggest
caddying for
thing.
you?
Kyle's caddying for me, and Aiden's going to caddy for Campy.
Might be the most difficult job on the course today is caddying for this guy
All he's got
because
to do is walk in a straight line.
What if he has an opinion that you maybe should do something that's not in your head?
Hey, I'm always for opinions from really smart people.
Okay. I'm going to let you get on out of here.
Thanks, Mark.
We'll be watching you when you come in at the end, and good luck to you. Okay. Grant, I just wanted to follow up with you a little bit. You've been around Detroit. Your dad, of course, is a legendary Rocket team member who just retired and headed back down to Carolina. What are your perspectives as someone who doesn't live here about this city and about this event?
I mean, it's just like, you know, my dad's always told me, like, from when he started here, how much it's grown due to, you know, Dan and how much he's put into the city. And to be able to, like, see it the last couple of years actually, like, in person has been just really cool. And, it like, they're not lying. You know, it's a really great city. It's a really, you know, fun place to be. A lot of stuff to do, and I think a lot of it's due to, you know, Dan and what he's done for the city.
And Dan's not one to boast. It was 13 years ago that the first wave, we were looking that up yesterday, right? The first wave of then Quicken Loans, the Rocket team, made their way from the suburbs downtown. It was 7 years ago that the decision was made to have a Rocket Mortgage Classic. Both of them have really catapulted what this city is about. I would argue the Rocket Mortgage Classic, and I know this for a fact because I used it when we brought the NFL draft in to try to pursue the draft. It was the first event where Global Eyes saw Detroit. So you see these things. Dan sees things before most anyone I've ever been around, and I've been around some intelligent people. He sees things that create impact and influence. And I'm glad you said just what you said, because we are living it right now. I mean, think 13 years ago, downtown's boarded up. It's sleepy. It's quiet. The city's in bankruptcy. And Dan goes, we're moving downtown. We're going to make a difference.
Yeah, I mean, it's just goes to show how much he really cares about the city and, you know, the investment he's made into it. And I think, you know, the city of Detroit's super grateful for him and what he's done.
Well, you're one of the brightest guys I've been around. So I want to ask you, every time I have a question about a player, or who's this or who's that, you have the answer immediately. And I respect that. We're rolling into competition tomorrow. Who are some of the players that you would tell fans to watch for? You know, you've got the names that are out there, but is there anybody in the back of your mind that you've been kind of tracking on that might be somebody to watch?
You know, Akshay Batia is not, he's not, you know, a long shot by any means, but I really do think he's maybe my pick to win this week. I've heard a lot about Ben Griffin. Mm-hmm. He's kind of, I think he's in the mid-70s, but I've heard, you know, he's got a great shot. And I think one of the amateurs is going to make a run here.
Definitely make the cut.
I think a few of them will make the cut, and I think at least one of them is going to be into contention.
What do you think about these? There's four or five. They're 15-year-old, 10-year-old. One of them can't drive. Most of them can't drink. What do you think about that going on out here right now?
I think it's great to show how good the tournament is, and, you know, getting young guys their start. It's just good for the brand.
Well, Grant, I can't thank you enough for being here these 2 weeks, but also joining us here on Focus today.
Yes, sir. I
appreciate you immensely. We'll be back after the top of the hour. We've got more guests coming your way from the Detroit Golf Club, and we'll be back with you right after this.